Jutro je, a vi ste još umorni, je to istina? Da, ne? Dajte mi neki znak. Ajmo zahvaliti worship teamu i Gospodu. Možete bolje, da li možete bolje? Moje ime je Sergej. Ja sam pastor iz Kijeva, iz Ukrajine. I ja sam ovdje zbog Božje providnosti. Nisam tu zato jer je Putin tako rekao. Nisam tu zbog rata. Nisam tu zato jer ljudi ubijaju druge ljude. Sve u našem životu se dešava zato jer Bog tako želi da se desi. Da li se slažete? Želim da vidite jednu sliku. To nije moja obitelj. To je njihova slika. Ali na slici je moja obitelj. Vidite tri moja sina. Batman je Martin. Lukas. I Timi. On je najstariji. I vidite moju bolju polovicu. To je moja supruga Nataša. I njena mama Tanja. Mi smo ovdje u Hrvatskoj već skoro 5 mjeseci. I mi smo ovdje po Božjoj milosti. Po Božjoj providnosti. I mislim da nikad nismo imali toliko puno sladoleda koliko ovdje u Hrvatskoj. Već moramo ići kod zubara, imamo dogovor sa zubarom. Jako nam je super. Jako je divno da mogu biti ovdje sa vama. U ovoj crkvi.
At this conference.
Na ovoj konferenciji.
Back in Kiev, I was pastor for 16 years.
U Kijevu sam bio pastor 16 godina.
And I ministered to young people like you are.
I služio sam mladima poput vas.
And I feel like energy from young people comes to me.
I ja uvijek osjećam tu energiju od mladih koja prelazi na mene.
You know, my hair moves from here to here already.
Moja kosa se počela premještati s ovdje ovdje.
Yes, yes. So, but it's okay, you know. We still can do it.
Ali dobre, još dalje.
In Kiev I was also working at the Kiev Theological Seminary and I'm still ministering there online.
U Kijevu sam radio i još online radim na evanđelskom fakultetu.
And God was so good. And you know, even though this all tragedy is happening to Ukraine.
I Bog je bio dobar prema nama iako se ta tragedija desila u Ukrajini.
Many many people they moved out of Ukraine.
Mnogo ljudi se odselilo iz Ukrajine.
There are about 10,000 in Croatia.
Ima otprilike 10,000 Ukrajinaca u Hrvatskoj.
And I think two of them are here now.
I mislim da su dvoje ovdje tu sa nama.
If you are from Ukraine, якщо ти з України, підніми руку. If you are from Ukraine, raise your hand. Oh wow, I can see
Evo,
two.
Yes. З України.
You know, God took many believers from Ukraine and he moved them to serve in other countries.
Vidite, Bog je uzeo mnogo vjernika iz Ukrajine i premjestio ih je u druge zemlje da tamo služe.
And we are so thankful to you and to other nations that are praying for us.
I mi smo zahvalni za vas i za druge narode koji mole za nas.
So please continue praying for Ukraine.
Tako da molim vas da se nastavite moliti
first
za Ukrajinu.
First day when I came here, I saw that this church even has a Ukrainian flag on the wall.
Prvi put kad sam došao u crkvu, vidio sam da ima čak i ukrajinsku zastavu na zidu.
In case you didn't see it, it's still there.
Ako niste vidjeli, evo još je tamo.
People pray for Ukraine.
Ljudi se mole za Ukrajinu.
And we pray that God would do his mighty works in this world.
I molimo se da Bog učini svoja čudesna djela u ovom svijetu.
Because we know that the worst will come.
Jer mi znamo da će ratovi doći.
But we know also that Jesus will come.
Ali također znamo da će se Isus vratiti.
And he will come when every tribe will hear about him.
I on će se vratiti kad svako pleme, svaki čovjek čuje za njega.
We had great day yesterday, right?
Jučer smo imali lijep predivan dan, zar ne?
The beam?
Na bimu?
You know, it was great.
Tamo je bilo super.
Yes?
Da.
Small groups, we were studying Bible together.
Jučer smo imali male grupe, proučavali smo Bibliju zajedno.
But I think that goulash was the best.
A mislim da je goulash bio najbolji.
You know, my older son, Timmy.
Moj najstariji sin Timmy.
He's okay about meat, you know, he doesn't love it.
On okay sa mesom, ne voli ga baš previše.
But yesterday after he ate goulash,
ali jučer nakon što je jeo taj goulash,
he took one more plate.
Uzeo još jedan tanjur.
And he said, this is the best goulash I ever ate in my life.
I rekao, ovo je najbolji goulash koji sam ikad jeo.
And you know, I tell you by secret, this is his first goulash.
I kažem tajnu, to je njegov prvi goulash.
So, if you see him, just clap him on the shoulder and say, we are so glad you're here.
Ako ga vidite, potapšite ga i recite mu, lijepo da te vidimo.
Okay, let's get into the topic that I believe God gave on my heart today.
Idemo sad zaroniti u temu koju vjerujem da mi je Bog stavio na srce.
And it's God's glory in salvation.
I tema je Božja slava u spasenju.
Of a certain hero from the Bible.
Znači, u spasenju određenog heroja u Bibliji.
Do you remember yesterday's hero that brother Abel shared about?
Da li se sjećate o kojem heroju smo jučer govorili, o kome brat Abel pričao?
Who was it?
Propovjedao.
Who was it? Abel? Abel? Abraham. Yes, yes.
Abraham,
yes.
Tako je.
Yes. And today we'll talk about a different hero.
A danas ćemo govoriti o jednom drugom heroju.
But before we get there, I just want to say a few sentences.
Ali prije nego što krenemo o tom o njemu pričati, želim reći par rečenica.
You know, the fight for glory is happening every day.
Borba za slavu dešava se svakog dana.
To whom you will give the glory, there are two powers that fight every day.
Svakog dana bore se dvije sile koje žele od vas da im date slavu.
And it started long before you were born.
I taj rat, ta borba je započela mnogo ranije nego što ste se vi rodili.
Even before the earth was created.
Čak prije nego je ovaj svijet, zemlja bila stvorena.
There was this cosmic battle for glory.
Postojala je ta kozmička borba za slavu.
Between Lucifer and God.
Između Lucifera i s druge strane Boga.
And aren't you glad that you are on the side of a winner?
I jeste li sretni, da li vam je drago da ste na strani pobjednika?
I am glad.
Ja sam sretan.
You know, stuff that I'm going to share with you today changed my life.
Ono što ću podijeliti ovog jutra s vama, to je promijenilo moj život.
It changed the way I lead my church.
To je promijenilo način na koji sam vodio vodim svoju crkvu.
It changed my perspective on life and on problems that come into my life.
To je promijenilo moju perspektivu na moj život i na probleme koji dolaze u moj život.
It changed the lives of many Christians.
I promijenilo je živote mnogih kršćana.
You know, our life is unfair sometimes, yes?
Vidite, naš život je ponekad nije fair, zar ne?
We all have problems, right?
Svi imamo probleme, zar ne?
Or only people in Ukraine have problems.
Ili samo Ukrajinci imaju probleme.
No?
Ne.
You Croatians also have?
I vi Hrvati imate probleme.
I don't believe you.
Pa ne vjerujem vam baš.
You know, we left Ukraine, we left everything back that we had there.
Vidite, mi smo napustili Ukrajinu, ostavili smo sve što smo tamo imali.
We took with us only things that we could put in our cars.
Uzeli smo samo stvari koje smo mogli natovariti u auto.
And you know, when we got here, we thought it's going to be easier.
I kad smo došli ovdje, mislili smo da će biti lakše.
But it's still hard.
Ali nam je i dalje teško.
We are so thankful to our brothers and sisters who help us here and encourage us and pray with us.
I zahvalni smo za braću i sestre koji su nas prihvatili ovdje i koji se mole za nas i koji nas ohrabruju.
But you know, something terrible happened.
Ali znate, nešto strašno loše nam se desilo.
Our father, my wife's father, who is not on the picture right now here.
Znači otac moje žene koji nije trenutno na ovoj slici.
When we got here,
kad smo došli ovdje u Hrvatsku,
one month and a half ago, discovered that he has a cancer.
Znači samo što tek što smo bili mjesec i pol dana ovdje, on je otkrio da ima rak.
So it's a terrible news, right?
To je stvarno užasna vijest, zar ne?
And we feel like he's taken off right now. You know, he's close to that time to be with the Lord.
I trenutno je sada jako blizu svog odlaska.
We pray,
da se sretne sa Gospodinom.
We pray for him, many churches pray.
Molimo za njega i mnoge crkve mole za njega.
And I believe God can do the miracle still.
I ja i dalje vjerujem da Bog još može učiniti čudo.
But in all of this,
ali u svemu tome,
the war,
rat,
troubles,
problemi,
we had to leave everything behind.
Morali smo sve ostaviti iza nas.
The sickness of our dear father.
Bolest našeg dragog tate.
He was youth minister all his life.
On je cijeli svoj život radio sa omladinom.
In all of this, in the text and in the hero that we're going to talk today, I find big comfort.
I tekst koji ćemo ovog jutra čitati i heroj o kome ćemo pričati, ja u njemu pronalazim veliku utjehu.
So let's get into the text.
Idemo pročitati taj tekst.
Okay, I would like to ask Brother Masi to read for us, and let's stand up while we read the text together.
Ustanimo dok čitamo ovaj tekst. Ovako govori Jahve. Proklet čovjek koji se uzdaje u čovjeka i slabo tijelo smatra svojom mišicom i čije se srce od Jahve odvraća. Jer on je kao drač u pustinji, ne osjeća kad je sreća na domaku. Tavori dane u usahloj pustinji, u zemlji slanoj, nenastanjenoj. Blagoslovljen čovjek koji se uzdaje u Jahvu i kome je Jahve uzdanje. Nalik je na stablo zasađeno uz vodu, što korijenje pušta k potoku. Ne mora se ničeg bojati kad dođe žega. Na njemu uvijek zelenilo ostaje. U sušnoj godini brigu ne brine, ne prestaje donositi plod. Podmukli od svega je srce, jedva popravljivo, tko da ga pronikne? Ja, Jahve, istražujem srca i ispitujem bubrege, da bih dao svakom po njegovu vladanju prema plodu ruku njegovih.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Možete sjesti.
Okay, next picture.
Sljedeća slika.
You know, in this text we see two trees.
U ovom tekstu vidimo dva drveta.
Or maybe if to be more concrete, one tree and one bush.
Da budemo precizni, jedno drvo i jedan grm.
I don't know how you call this bush, but in Ukraine we call it perekoty pole, something that moves across the field.
Ne znam kak vi to zovete, ovaj drač ili grm.
Yes,
ne
yes.
Da li imamo hrvatsko ime za to?
Anyway, the author of this text, Jeremiah, and eventually it's God.
Znači, autor ovog teksta je Jeremija, ali u suštini to je Bog.
He's talking about two kinds of people here.
On govori o dvije vrsti ljudi.
And one type of them is like that green tree in a desert.
Jedna od tih vrsta ljudi su poput ovog drveta u pustinji.
The second one is like that drač.
A drugi je poput tog drača.
Yes, yes. And he talks about them and he says that this first kind, those who are green and have green leaves,
i on kaže da ovi prvi koji su poput tog drveta sa zelenim lišćem.
He says that though, even though there is heat in a desert.
Znači, tekst, on kaže čak ako je i vrućina u pustinji.
And even though there is no way for this tree to be alive.
I čak ako i postoji, nema šanse da to drvo u takvim okolnostima može biti živo.
When a traveler goes through a wilderness.
Kad putnik ide kroz pustinju.
He is so tired and exhausted.
On je umoran i iscrpljen.
Suddenly he sees something green.
Odjednom vidi nešto zeleno.
And he runs to it.
I trči prema tom zelenom.
And it's not a dream.
I to nije san.
It's true.
To je istina.
And he is so thankful because he is going to save his life under that tree.
I on je presretan jer zna da će spasiti svoj život ispod tog drveta.
And Jeremiah is saying that this tree is not only gives leaves.
I Jeremija kaže da ovo stablo ne daje samo lišće,
but also it brings fruits.
Nego donosi plodove.
Imagine yourself walking through a desert and seeing that tree. Would you be happy about that?
Zamislite da vi hodate kroz pustinju i vidite takvo drvo, zar ne bi bili sretni?
Especially if you would spend 2 days without water, without food.
Pogotovo ako bi proveli 2 dana bez vode i hrane.
I think all of us would be happy to be there, right?
Vjerujem da bi svi bili sretni kad bi našli takvo drvo i bili
ispod njega. More than when if we would see the second bush, right?
To bi nas više razveselilo nego kad bi vidjeli ovaj grm ili drač.
I think only camels they would be happy to see the second bush.
Vjerojatno samo deve bi bile sretne da vide ovo drugo, ovaj grm.
Because this is what they eat.
Zato jer one jedu to.
So, two people.
Znači, dvije vrste ljudi.
Two kind of people, yes. Okay. The hero of our story.
Heroj naše priče.
I'll start without giving his name.
Započet ću bez da dam njegovo ime.
Let me see how quickly you can guess about him.
Da vidim koliko brzo možete pogoditi o kome se radi.
Okay. This guy, he was young.
On je bio mlad.
He was youngest in his family.
Najmlađi u obitelji.
Somebody's saying already?
No. Neko već rekao?
Okay. He had big family.
Imao je veliku obitelj.
He had everything he wanted to have.
Imao je sve što je htio imati.
His mom and dad loved him dearly.
Mama i tata su ga jako voljeli.
Probably it's a story about you, right?
To je vjerojatno priča o vama.
You have everything, I mean almost everything.
Imate sve, skoro sve.
And I hope your mom and dad loves you.
I nadam se da vas roditelji jako vole.
And you know, mom and dad they were giving him the best gifts they could buy for him.
Mama i tata su mu davali najbolje poklone koje su mogli kupiti.
Do you know who I'm talking about already?
Da li znate o kome pričam?
Okay, let's name him. It's Joseph.
Znači Josip, radi se o Josipu.
Yes. By the way, I see that in Croatia name Josip is so popular.
Vidim da je u Hrvatskoj ime Josip jako popularno.
I already have 5 friends by the name Josip.
Već imam 5 prijatelja koji se zovu Josip.
Do we have Josips here?
Imamo Josipa ovdje?
Yes, no. Come on, guys.
Ajde, dečki.
Yes, no. Strange. Okay. Wow, okay, I'm
čudno.
Surprised.
Sad sam iznenađen.
Okay. And you know, he was so blessed by his parents.
I on je bio toliko blagoslovljen od svojih roditelja
that his brothers that he had many,
znači da su njegova mnogobrojna braća,
they started to be jealous about this.
Postali su jako ljubomorni.
And slowly they started to hate Josip.
I polako počeli su ga mrziti.
And you know what? He had dreams.
I znate šta, on je imao snove, on je sanjao.
Do you remember about his dreams?
Sjećate se njegovih snova?
You know, I also have sometimes dreams.
Ja ponekad isto imam snove.
Sometimes I have not good dreams when I eat too much pizza at night.
Ponekad kad previše pice pojedem, onda baš po noći nemam lijepe snove.
But this was a different dream.
Ali ovo je bio drugačiji san.
It was a dream from God.
To je bio san koji je dobio od Boga.
But I'm not really sure if Joseph was supposed to share it like he was sharing it.
Ali nisam bio siguran da Josip baš to trebao tako podijeliti kako je on to dijelio.
But he did it.
Ali on je to podijelio sa drugima.
And the dreams were about Joseph being the center of everything.
I san, u snu se radilo da je Josip bio centar svega.
Do you feel sometimes like that in your family?
Da li se vi nekad tako sjećate u vašoj
obitelji? I think when kids are born, they think that they are kings.
Znači kad se mala djeca rode, oni misle da su oni kraljevi.
They think that all world turns around them.
Oni misle da se cijeli svijet vrti samo oko njih.
They are the most important.
Da su oni najvažniji.
So Joseph, he was young and he thought about this and he saw this dream that he is in the center of universe.
I Josip je bio najmlađi, imao je taj san da je on centar svemira.
And he says to his brothers and to his mom and dad, you know what? I had this dream in which I am the center of universe and you all bow to me.
I on je rekao svojim roditeljima i svoj braći, imao sam san da sam ja bio u centru svega i vi ste mi se svi poklonili.
Would you be happy if your brothers or sisters would tell you that?
Da li bi vi bili sretni kad bi vam vaš brat ili sestra to rekli?
I have one younger sister.
Ja imam mlađu sestru.
And I would never bow before her.
Ja se nikad ne bi klanjao njoj.
You know, we had our hard times.
Mi smo imali svoje teške trenutke.
Although we love each other now.
Iako se sad jako volimo.
But anyway, he had this dream.
Ali on je imao taj san.
And his brothers, did they like this dream?
I da li se njegovi braći sviđa taj san?
His father and his family, did they love that dream?
Da li se njegovoj cijeloj obitelji svidio taj san?
Brothers, they hated him even more, yes?
Braća su ga još više zamrzila, zar ne?
And father said, wait, Joseph, it's too much already.
A tata mu rekao, Josipe, smiri se malo,
even though
previše.
I love you,
volim te, ali
don't say it like that.
Nemoj to tako govoriti.
So, one day, when brothers were away, you remember this story, yes?
Jednog dana, kad su braća bila daleko, sjećate se te priče?
Father said, go, son, take your clothes and take food and bring it to your brothers.
I otac je rekao Josipu, spakiraj se, uzmi hranu, odnesi svoj braći.
So he took lunch.
On je uzeo ručak.
I think it was gulaš.
Vjerojatno gulaš.
You know, because it's the best food in the world.
Je to najbolja hrana na svijetu.
And he was carrying, he was happy.
I on je to nosio svoj braći, bio je sretan.
Because he was the center of the world.
Zato jer on bio u centru cijelog svijeta.
But you remember what happened after that?
Ali sjećate se šta se desilo nakon
when
toga?
When he came to his brothers, they saw him from the far away.
Kad je išao prema braći, oni su ga već iz daljine spazili.
And they said, hey, look, there goes that dreamer.
Evo i rekli, pogledajte, ide ovaj sanjar.
Let's kill him.
Ajmo ga ubiti.
Wow. That's drama, yes?
To je prava drama, zar ne?
I think if you were watching this movie for the first time, you would be like, heart is beating. Will they do this?
Kad bi prvi puta gledali taj film ili čuli tu priču, pitali bi se zar će oni to stvarno napraviti?
Did you ever wanted to harm your brother or your sister?
Da li ste ikad željeli nauditi svom bratu ili sestri?
Please raise your hand if you have a brother or sister.
Ko ima brat ili sestru?
Wow. Okay. You can put down your hands. I'm sure all of us had moment when we were not happy about our brother and sister.
Vjerujem da smo svi imali momente kad nismo baš bili sretni sa svojim bratom ili sestrom.
Maybe not that much as brothers of Joseph, yes?
Možda nismo ih toliko mrzili kao Josipova braća.
But even I did when I was little some bad things to my sister.
Ali ja isto kad sam bio mali sam učinio neke loše stvari svojoj sestri.
You know, one day I was at home and our mom, she brought some peppers home.
Jednog dana kad sam bio mali bio sam kod kuće i mama je donijela neke paprike.
She put it on the table and she left.
Stavila ih je na stol i otišla.
And my sister, she always wanted what I had.
I moja sestra uvijek htjela ono što ja sam dobio.
Are you that sister? Are you that brother?
Brat ili sestra?
Or you have that one?
Ili imate takvog brata?
And you know what? I wanted to punish her.
I ja sam htio kazniti svoju sestru.
And you know what I did? I tried every pepper.
I ja sam, ono što sam učinio, ja sam zagrizao svaku papriku.
Just a little.
Samo malo.
And I found the one.
I našao sam jednu.
You know, it was the most hottest pepper.
To je bila najljuča paprika.
In that pile.
U toj hrpi.
I cut it.
Ja sam je odrezao.
Cleaned it.
Očistio.
And I waited.
I čekao sam.
And here comes my sister.
I dolazi moja sestra.
And you know what? First thing she did, she came and ran to me and grabbed that pepper.
I ono prvo što je učinila, dotrčala do mene i uzela mi moju papriku.
I'm not going to tell you everything about that.
A neću vam dalje sve ispričati.
Just one thing.
Samo jednu stvar.
My mom and dad spanked me a lot after that.
Dobio sam puno batina nakon toga od mame i tate.
So brothers, they hated Joseph.
Braća su mrzila Josipa.
They hated him so much they wanted to kill him.
Toliko su ga mrzili da su ga htjeli ubiti.
Only one brother, the oldest one.
Samo najstariji brat.
Rubin, if I'm not mistaken.
Ruben.
He was sound-minded. He wanted to save Joseph.
On je bio pribran i htio je spasiti svog brata.
So he said, let's throw him into the bunar.
Rekao je, ajmo ga baciti u bunar.
Yes, and they did it. Yes.
I jesu, to su napravili.
You see, one of the pictures is still left from those days.
Vidite, slika sačuvana iz tih dana.
This is how it looked like.
Tak je to izgledalo.
They are happy, he is not happy.
Oni su sretni, on Josip nije sretan.
So Joseph thinks this is bad.
I Josip je mislio, ovo je loše.
While he is fallen, he thinks this is so bad.
I kad je padao u bunar, razmišljao je, rekao, ovo je stvarno loše.
He thinks I did good, I brought them gulaš.
Rekao, ja sam činio dobro, donio sam gulaš.
But they do bad to me.
Ali oni su mi učinili, vratili su mi zlom.
Nothing worse can happen.
Ne može se desiti ništa goreg.
But he was wrong.
ali bio je u krivu.
Something worse happened.
Nešto još gore se desilo.
After a while they see this people coming with donkeys and animals.
Nakon nekog vremena vidjeli su neke ljude koji dolaze na devama i magarcima.
And they think, "Oh, let's don't kill our brother."
I pomislili su, "Ajde, nećemo ga ubiti."
Because the well bunar was empty.
Bunar je bio prazan.
Let's sell him into the slavery.
Ajmo ga prodati za roba.
Can we see that picture? If it's there? Oh, yeah, that's the next one. Come back, please.
Jedno prije. One
time. Yes, thank you, Taji. So, they decide to sell Josip.
I oni su odlučili prodati Josipa.
And Josip thinks, wow, I thought that was the worst thing.
I Josip je rekao, pa ja sam mislio da je ovo bilo najgore.
But now they selling me?
A sad me prodaju.
What can be worse?
Šta može biti gore od toga?
To be taken away from your country.
Šta može biti gore od toga da vas neko odvuče od vaše zemlje?
To be taken away from your mom and dad that love you.
Da vas neko odvoji i uzme od svojih roditelja koji vas vole.
To be taken away from your best toys.
Da vas neko odvede od vaših najboljih igračaka.
From everything you knew.
Od svega što poznajete.
And so he gets into Egypt.
I on je došao u Egipat.
But then we read that this interesting phrase that comes again and again.
Ali onda čitamo jednu interesantnu frazu koja se ponavlja više puta.
That God was with Joseph.
Vidimo da Bog je bio sa Josipom.
And he blessed him in everything he did.
I on ga je blagoslovio u svemu što je on radio.
And so what happened next? He was bought by some famous person in Egypt.
I što se desilo nakon toga? On je bio kupljen od jedne poznate osobe u Egiptu.
The bodyguard of Pharaoh.
Bodyguard faraona ga je kupio.
The chief of bodyguards.
Znači šef tih bodyguarda.
And when chief of bodyguards named Potiphar, when he saw how Joseph who he was,
i kad je taj Potifar vidio Josipa i kakav je,
and when he saw that he is smart and he is young and he knows how to do things,
i kad je vidio da je Josip mlad, da je pametan i da zna raditi,
and he is honest,
i vidio da je bio pošten,
soon Joseph was put on the highest place in the house of Potiphar.
Ubrzo Josipa je on postavio na najvišu mjesto u njegovoj kući.
Second person after Potiphar.
Znači druga osoba odmah nakon Potifara.
Everything was under control of Joseph.
Sve je bilo pod Josipovom kontrolom.
So Joseph thinks, wow, nothing can be better, right?
Josip je pomislio, pa ne može ništa biti bolje od toga.
But then,
ali nakon toga,
she came.
Došla je ona.
You know who I'm talking about.
Znate o kome pričam.
She has these things over her eyes. Yes?
Oči, gledala ga je s očima.
Yes? It's eyebrows.
Aha, obrve, s obrvama.
Yes, yes. Brothers, you don't understand what I'm doing right now.
Braćo, vidim da ne razumijete šta radim.
And ladies here, they don't do this.
Cure ovdje ne rade to.
But in Ukraine, you know, women, they make this eyebrows is big, you know.
Ali u Ukrajini žene trepavice rade jako velike, duge.
And she looked at Joseph.
I ona je gledala na Josipa.
And she thinks he's beautiful.
I pomislila, pa on je predivan.
And next picture. And she tells him, "Joseph, come and sleep with me."
I ona je rekla, "Josipe, dođi, spavaj sa mnom."
No one is around.
Nema nikoga.
You beautiful, I'm beautiful.
Ti si lijep, ja sam lijepa.
Let's have fun.
Ajmo se zabavljati.
And you know what? Joseph, he had chance to do this.
I Josip imao priliku učiniti to.
He could easily say, you know, so many bad things happened to me.
On je vrlo lako mogao reći, pa toliko mi se loših stvari desilo.
It was unfair.
To nije bilo fair prema meni.
And now, finally, I can relax.
I sad se ja konačno mogu opustiti.
My mom and dad are not next to me.
Mama i tata nisu, ne gledaju me, nisu pokraj mene.
Brothers and sisters from church, they cannot see me.
Braća i sestre iz crkve me ne mogu vidjeti.
No one here in Egypt knows me.
Niko me u Egiptu ne pozna.
I can do anything I can.
Ja mogu činiti šta god hoću.
But as this picture shows, he didn't do it.
Ali kao što vidimo na slici, on to nije učinio.
He ran away.
On je pobjegao.
And he ran so fast that his clothes fell off him.
On je toliko brzo trčao da mu je pala haljina.
She couldn't hold him.
Ona ga nije mogla zadržati.
And you remember what happened after that?
I sjećate se što se desilo nakon toga?
Something bad.
Opet nešto loše.
But you see this verse from the text that we read.
Ovaj stih iz teksta koji smo čitali.
Blagoslovljen čovjek koji se uzdaje u Jahvu i kome je Jahve uzdanje. Was that right?
Yes.
Huh. Blessed is the man who gives his hope on Yahweh.
Blagosloven je čovjek koji se uzdaje u Jahvu.
Wait, Joseph, something is wrong with your Bible.
Čekaj, Josipe, nešto ne valja s tvojom Biblijom.
You are doing right.
Ti radiš dobre, ispravne stvari.
You are honest in the house of Potiphar.
Iskren si i pošten u Potifarovoj kući.
You are not cursing your brothers and not thinking bad things about them.
Ne proklinješ i ne psuješ svoju braću i ne misliš loše o njima.
But still bad happens to you.
Ali dalje loše ti se događa.
He was thrown into the jail.
Bio je bačen u zatvor.
Because wife of Potiphar, she said that Joseph wanted to take her.
Zato jer je Potifarova žena rekla da je Josip htio biti s njom.
Against her will.
Protiv njene volje.
So he is thrown in prison.
Znači bio je bačen u zatvor.
And again we hear this are you still with me, by the way?
Jeste još sa mnom, ste budni?
I know you know this story.
Znam da znate tu priču.
But it's so important to think about this again.
Ali jako je važno da ponovno razmislimo o tome.
Can you be with me little bit more?
Možete još biti
sa mnom? I know guys are thinking about gulaš already.
Znam da dečki već razmišljaju o gulašu.
Okay, so everything is bad again.
Opet je sve loše u Josipovom
životu. He's again at the bottom of Bunar.
Ponovno je na dnu Bunara.
He's again has did those feelings when he was sold into slavery.
Opet ima isti takav osjećaj kao dok je bio prodan za roba.
And he's probably thinking the thoughts that Job was thinking when he was sick, when he was serving God well.
I vjerojatno imao iste misli poput Joba kad je bio bolestan i kad mu nije bilo dobro u životu.
Why, God?
Zašto, Bože?
You know, this is the question that our family thinks at these days.
I to je pitanje koje se mi, moja obitelj pita ovog dana,
Our father thinks the same.
Naš otac isto tako se pita to.
I was serving you as a youth minister all my life.
Služio sam ti kao sa omladinom i sa mladima cijeli svoj život.
And now I'm dying.
A sad umirem.
Many Christians think it this time.
Mnogi kršćani o tome razmišljaju sada.
We were serving you and now we had to leave everything behind and run away.
Služili smo tebi i sad moramo pobjeći od naših domova i sve ostaviti.
Maybe you are thinking something. I tried to be honest. I tried to serve you God. I tried to do right and now I'm in problem.
I možda i vi razmišljate, Bože, pa htio sam ti služiti, htio sam činiti ispravne stvari i sad sam u problemu.
If not today, maybe one day you will think this.
Ako ne razmišljate tako danas, možda jednog dana ćete tako razmišljati.
But this Bible text that we heard before,
ali taj tekst iz Biblije koji smo prije čitali,
it tells again that God was with Joseph and he blessed him.
Čitali smo da je Bog bio sa Josipom i blagosiljao ga.
And the head of the prison, he took Joseph and put him above all the prisoners.
I šef zatvora uzeo Josipa i postavio ga je za nadglednika, da je bio iznad svih zatvorenika.
And we quickly go to the next page.
Idemo na sljedeću sliku.
No, that's too much. Let's go back.
Vratimo se.
You remember what happened after that?
Sjećate se šta se desilo nakon toga?
Two people were thrown into jail.
Dvojica su bila bačena u zatvor.
Do you remember who were they?
Sjećate se tko su bili?
One was serving Pharaoh a bread.
Jedan je faraona, znači bio je pekar, služio je faraona s kruhom.
And second was bringing him wine.
A drugi mu je donosio vino.
Something happened and they were in prison.
Nešto se desilo i oni su završili u zatvoru.
And they see dreams.
I oni su usnuli snove.
And there is Joseph.
Tamo je bio Josip.
He knows about dreams, something.
On nešto zna o snovima.
But God knows even more.
Ali Bog zna još više.
So he helped them. He explained to them the meaning of their dreams.
On im je pomogao, on im je objasnio značenje njihovih snova.
He said, "You are the bread maker."
Rekao je, ti radiš, ti si pekar.
I'm sorry, but soon you will be dead.
Žao mi, ali ti ćeš uskoro biti mrtav.
And you who bring the wine to the Pharaoh.
A ti koji si peharnik i nosiš mu vino.
You'll be free again soon.
Ti ćeš biti slobodan uskoro.
This is the meaning of your dreams.
To je značenje vaših snova.
And he said, please, when you get out to the wine bearer.
I rekao je peharniku, molim te kad izađeš van iz zatvora.
Please remember about me when you will be feeling good.
Molim te, sjeti me se kad ćeš biti na slobodi i dobro se ponovo osjećati.
And this is what happened, right?
I to se desilo, zar ne?
He remembered about Joseph, right?
On se sjetio Josipa, zar ne?
Yes?
Da.
He forgot about him.
On ga je zaboravio.
For many days Joseph was still in prison.
Još mnogo dana Josip je bio u zatvoru.
Until one day when God said enough.
Sve dok jednog dana Bog nije rekao dosta je.
But that's a different part of the story.
Al to je drugi dio priče.
God took Joseph out.
Bog je uzeo Josipa van.
And he helped him to explain the dream of the Pharaoh.
I Josip je, Bog je koristio Josipa da objasni faraonu njegov san.
About next 7 years of prosperity.
Znači, san je bio o sljedećih 7 godina prosperiteta i
blagostanja. 7 years of hunger.
I 7 godina gladi.
And you know what happened after Pharaoh heard about this explanation from Joseph?
I znate što se desilo kad je faraon čuo to objašnjenje tog sna?
He took Joseph from this bottom of the pit, you know?
Izvadio je Josipa iz dna te jame.
And he put him as the second person over all Egypt.
I stavio ga kao drugu osobu nad cijelim Egiptom.
After him.
Znači, iza sebe.
And you know what?
Znate šta?
The dream of Joseph is about to become true.
I Josipov san se ispunio.
Because soon many nations will come to Egypt for looking for bread.
Jer će ubrzo mnogi narodi doći u Egipat da traže kruh.
And among them,
i među njima,
there will be his family, his brothers.
Biće njegova obitelj, njegova braća.
Can we see that? And oh, finally the time of revenge will come.
I napokon doći će vrijeme za osvetu.
Finally he can punish his brothers.
Napokon on može kazniti svoju braću.
Yes?
Zar ne?
You know, he tried them first, you remember?
Sjećate se priče, on ih je iskušao malo.
If their heart is changed.
Htio vidjeti da li im je srce promijenjeno.
But then he opened himself up.
Ali onda se otvorio pred njima.
And he hugged them.
I on ih je zagrlio.
But first they stood on the knees before him.
Ali prije toga bili su na koljenima pred njim.
I think he wanted the dream to become truth.
Vjerujem da on htio da se taj san obistini.
Yes. So he says that because of, and brothers, you know, brothers, they came to him and they said, Joseph,
i braća su došli njemu i rekla su, Josipe,
we are afraid that if our father dies,
rekli su, bojimo se da ako naš otac umre,
you'll do something bad to us.
Bojimo se da ćeš nam učiniti nešto loše.
They didn't say that exactly like that.
Nisu baš to tako rekli.
They created a story about something that maybe his father said.
Oni su u stvari sebi zamislili neku priču.
And Joseph realized that they are afraid that he has anger against them.
I Josip je shvatio da se oni boje i da misle da Josip još ima tu ljutnju i srdžbu u sebi prema njima.
You remember this text in Genesis 50, chapter 50, verse 20?
Znači u Postanku 50, 20. stih.
He says to his brothers.
On je rekao svoj braći.
Can you read it, please?
Rekao im je, ne bojte se, zar sam ja umjesto Boga? Osim toga, iako ste vi namjeravali da meni naudite, Bog je bio to okrenuo na dobro, da učini što se danas zbiva, da spasi život velikom narodu.
Mm. So, tell me please.
Molim vas, recite mi.
Among all these troubles that happened with Joseph.
Znači, sva ta nevolja koja se desila Josipu.
Bunar.
Znači, bunar.
Prison.
Zatvor.
Lie of the wife of the Potiphar.
Laž Potifarove žene.
All his trouble that he is going through.
Sva ta nevolja kroz koju je prošao.
Did he see in this hand of God or he saw that his life is bad?
Da li on u tome svemu vidio Božju ruku ili je mislio da njegov život jednostavno loš život?
In this text that we just read, I see that he saw God behind the curtain.
I u ovom tekstu koji smo sad pročitali, ovaj stih, ja vidim da je on vidio Boga iza zavjese.
You remember what I said in the beginning?
Sjećate se što sam rekao na početku?
I'm here not because of Putin.
Ja nisam ovdje zbog Putina.
And all this happens because God allowed this to happen.
I sve se ovo desilo zato jer je Bog dozvolio da se to
dogodi. And everything that happened in the life of Joseph happens because God allowed this to happen.
I sve što se desilo u Josipovom životu desilo se jer je Bog to dozvolio.
So I want just to for us to think a couple minutes about Joseph.
Želim da nekoliko trenutaka razmišljamo o Josipu.
Life of Joseph reminds me somebody's life.
Josipov život me podsjeća na nečiji život.
He reminds me about life of Jesus.
On me podsjeća na život, na Isusov život.
He points us to see Jesus again.
On nas usmjerava da vidimo Isusa.
For example,
na primjer,
he is like Jesus because Jesus was betrayed by his closest friends.
On je poput Isusa na način da je Isus bio isto izdan od svojih najbližih prijatelja.
Right?
Zar ne?
And Joseph was betrayed by his closest brothers.
A Josip je bio izdan od svoje braće.
Jesus was sold for money, right?
Isusa su prodali za novac, zar ne?
Joseph was sold for money, yes?
I Josipa su prodali za novac, zar ne?
He was untruthfully, and they said lies about him.
Znači, optužili su Isusa, krivo su ga, lažno su ga optužili.
And Potiphar's wife said lies about Joseph.
Potifarova žena je Josipa lažno optužila.
It was unfair about Jesus, right?
To je bilo nepravedno prema Isusu.
And it was unfair about Joseph, right?
I bilo je nepravedno prema Josipu.
Jesus is going through the trials and iskušenje. Yes.
Jesus je išao kroz iskušenja i kroz suđenje.
And Joseph is going through iskušenje, yes?
I Josip isto išao kroz iskušenja, zar ne?
Yes. Jesus is lifted from the dead and he is on the throne in heaven right now.
Isus je bio uzdignut iz mrtvih i bio je postavljen na tron u nebu.
And Joseph is lifted from the prison and he is on the second throne of Egypt.
I Josip je bio podignut iz zatvora i stavljen na drugo mjesto u Egiptu.
Do you see these similarities?
Da li vidite te sličnosti?
Yes. And I think all this happened because Joseph, he knew that God was with him.
I ja vjerujem da se to sve desilo zato jer je Josip znao da je Bog sa njime.
In Genesis 41:52 it says,
u Postanku 41:52 kaže
that when everything became finally good,
kad se sve loše završilo i sve postalo dobro.
Joseph had two sons.
Josip je imao dva sina.
And the second one he named, you know what?
I da li znate kako je nadjenuo ime drugom sinu?
He called him Ephraim.
I nazvao ga Efraim.
It means God made me fruitful in the land of my sufferings.
A ime znači Bog me učinio plodnim u zemlji moje patnje.
Do you remember that tree?
Da li se sjećate onog drveta?
Can we go to the next slide, please?
Možemo ići na sljedeće.
You remember that tree?
Da li se sjećate drveta onog u pustinji?
You remember those two types of people that we were talking in the beginning?
Znači ona slika kad smo govorili o dvije vrste ljudi.
Can you put Joseph and can you put brothers of Joseph into the right place on this picture?
Da li možete razvrstati Josipa i njegovu braću u tu sliku?
Both of them brothers and Joseph, they had these difficulties coming on them in their lives.
I Josip i njegova braća imali su poteškoće koje su došle u njihov život.
They thought it's unfair how father treats Joseph.
Braća njegova su mislila kako nije fair kako otac se ponaša prema Josipu.
They didn't like Joseph.
Nisu voljeli Josipa.
But instead of reacting right, their life turned into this sharp needles.
Ali umjesto da su ispravno reagirali, njihov život se pretvorio u te oštre bodlje.
And they started doing evil instead of good.
I počeli su činiti zlo prema Josipu umjesto dobrog.
And when all this bad stuff, this heat from the sun started to come on Joseph,
i kad je sve te loše stvari, to sunce, taj žar je počeo dolaziti u Josipov život,
he started to bring fruits.
On je počeo donositi plodove.
In desert.
Plodove u pustinji.
And what is the topic that is the topic of the conference?
I koja je tema ove konferencije?
God's glory in salvation.
Božja slava u spasenju.
Was God's glory shown through Joseph?
Da li je Bog pokazao svoju slavu kroz Josipa?
In his salvation?
U njegovom spasenju?
I think yes.
Ja mislim da da.
Do you know people like there are on the right? Did you meet people like that?
Da li ste ikad upoznali ljude koji su poput ove slike na desno?
Yes, no.
Da, ne.
When you come to them,
kad dođete k njima,
you think you will get some comfort.
Mislite da ćete dobiti od njih neku utjehu.
You think that you will spend good time with them.
Da ćete provesti s njima lijepo vrijeme.
But you go from them exhausted.
Ali kad odlazite od njih, osjećate se izmučeno.
They use needles against you.
Oni koriste igle protiv tebe.
They did something bad to you.
Zabijaju ti nešto, noževe, čine nešto loše
tebi. And
you
feel like you were in the desert when you were with these people.
I kad si s tim ljudima bio u njihovoj prisutnosti, osjećaš se kao da si bio u pustinji.
I know those people.
Ja znam takve ljude.
Even sometimes these people go to church.
I ponekad takvi ljudi čak idu u crkvu.
But it's probably only in Ukraine.
A to je vjerojatno samo u Ukrajini, nema toga tu.
And did you meet other people like Joseph?
A da li ste upoznali ljude poput Josipa?
Everything is bad around.
Sve je loše oko njih.
But when you go to them,
ali kad idete kod njih,
they always find good comforting word for you.
Oni uvijek pronađu riječ utjehe za tebe.
Maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your dad.
Može tvoja mama, tvoj tata.
Maybe it's your brother or sister in Christ.
Ili neki brat i sestra u Kristu.
Maybe it's your pastor.
Možda vaš pastor.
Maybe it's a stranger that God sends to you.
Ili neki stranac kojega vam Bog pošalje.
Or a friend that God gave you.
Ili prijatelj kojeg vam je Bog dao.
And the big question.
I veliko pitanje.
Who are you on this picture?
Tko si ti na toj slici?
Who do you look like?
Poput kojeg drveta ti izgledaš?
In the Gospel of Luke 15, Jesus says that without me you can do nothing.
U Evanđelju po Luki u 15. poglavlju Isus kaže bez mene ne možete učiniti ništa.
You cannot bring any fruits.
Ne možete roditi plod.
But who is in me, who he is going to bring a lot of fruits.
Ali onaj ko je u meni rodit će mnogo ploda.
And in Galatians 5:22 Paul says.
I u Galačanima 5:22 Pavao kaže.
About people who have connection with Christ.
Kaže za ljude koji su povezani sa Kristom.
That they bring fruits.
Da oni rode plodove.
Can we hear about those fruits, please?
Koji su to plodovi? Plod duha je ljubav, radost, mir, dugotrpljivost, dobrota, vjera, krotkost i umjerenost.
I want to stop here for a second.
Želim ovdje stati na sekundu.
How does your life looks like?
Kako izgleda vaš život?
How does your faith looks like?
Kako izgleda vaša vjera?
When you are going through a desert.
Kad vi prolazite kroz pustinju.
When you have that sun that is burning you.
Kad osjećate žegu tog sunca koje vas peče u vašem životu.
How do you act when life squeezes you?
Kako vi reagirate kad vas život pritisne?
I think all of us are like that sponge.
Ja vjerujem da smo svi mi poput one spužve.
What you are filled, you know that you wash dishes with.
Znate onu spužvu s kojom perete posuđe.
I know real men they never wash dishes,
Znam
right?
Da pravi dečki nikad ne peru suđe.
No, that's opposite. We have to help our wives if one day.
Mi trebamo jedno pomagati svojim
But
ženama.
What you fill that sponge with?
Ali ono s čime napunite tu spužvu?
That's what's going to come out when you are being squeezed.
To će izaći van kad pritisnete tu spužvu.
When your life is squeezing you.
Kad vas život stišće,
is there glory to God that is coming out of you?
Da li iz vas izlazi zahvalnost i slava Bogu?
Or some things that you are afraid and you are ashamed to talk about?
Ili izlazi iz vas nečeg čega se sramite i ne želite pričati o tome?
Let's don't be like people, some people in Ukraine.
Ne budimo poput nekih ljudi u Ukrajini.
When everything is good,
Kad je sve dobro.
They love God.
Oni vole Boga.
They praise God.
Slave Boga.
But when something bad happens.
Ali kad se desi nešto loše.
They forget about God.
Oni zaborave na Boga.
And I believe that right now we came not to be informed.
I ja vjerujem da mi smo došli ovdje ne da budemo informirani.
We came not because of information.
Ovdje nismo došli zbog informacije.
But we came because of we want transformation.
Nego smo došli ovdje jer želimo transformaciju, promjenu.
And I pray for you at this time.
I ja se molim za vas u ovom trenu.
That you and me.
Da i vi i ja.
Doesn't matter what happens to you and me.
Bez obzira što nam se dogodilo.
We would bring glory to God.
Da bi donijeli slavu Bogu.
That one day.
Da jednog dana.
People around you.
Ljudi oko vas.
Could see exactly what tree you were.
Da mogu jasno vidjeti kakvo ste drvo.
So we would look like Joseph.
Tako da bi mogli biti poput, izgledati poput Josipa.
Or like Jesus.
Ili poput Isusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being so carefully listening.
Hvala da ste bili pozorni u slušanju.
And I know that some of you nodded.
I znam da ste neki klimali glavom.
And I saw that some of you listened carefully.
I vidim da ste pratili pažljivo.
Even though many of you were thinking about gulaš.
Iako ste mnogi mislili na gulaš.
But there are a few couple things that we still have to do.
Ali ima još par stvari koje moramo učiniti.
Can you stay with us?
Da li možete ostati još?
We'll have groups in a few seconds.
Za par minuta imat ćemo grupu.
Can we go to the next slide? Mm-hmm. There are a few questions that we will talk about in our groups.
Ima par pitanja koje ćemo pričati u našoj grupi.
Leaders are ready to talk with you about it.
Vođe su spremni s vama pričati o tome.
I know yesterday it was late and many of you were tired.
Znam da jučer bilo kasno, mnogi od vas ste bili umorni.
But I hope so much that in these groups when we talk about Bible, when we talk about Jesus and Joseph.
Ali u toj grupi kad pričamo o Isusu i o Bibliji i o Josipu.
I hope God is going to speak to you.
Vjerujem da će Bog govoriti vama.
And the last question that we're going to talk about.
I zadnje pitanje o kojem ćemo
pričati. I really would like to encourage you in those groups where you are to change into two, to switch and sit with two people or one by one.
Da, i htio bih vas ohrabriti na tom zadnjem pitanju da se okrenete jedan prema drugome da vas je dvoje.
And talk honestly with that person as much as you can.
I da iskreno koliko god možete popričati s tom osobom o tome.
Please pray for that second person.
I molite se za tu osobu do vas.
And pray for yourself.
Da, i nek ta osoba moli za vas.
Thank you.
Hvala.
Thank you, Masi.